In California, there's been a major push by some municipalities to provide more affordable housing. The dream of owning a home is especially difficult to realize in the San Francisco Bay Area. Even with the economic slowdown, the median price of a single-family home there is out of range for people making their living as teachers, nurses, social workers, firefighters. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports on an innovative solution to the problem.
In its heyday, the bell in the Spanish Colonial Chapel Tower of the now decommissioned Hamilton Army Airfield welcomed visiting dignitaries such as Roosevelt, Truman, and Churchill. The former base, once a major gateway to the Pacific, sits on a commanding stretch of bayfront property in Novato, a bedroom community of 50,000 people 25 miles north of San Francisco. For more than two decades, Novato officials have been working to reclaim the base for civilian use. And last night, the bell welcomed hundreds of local residents who hoped to be lucky enough to win a lottery that would put them in line to buy an affordable home here.
I'm Graciela Rodriguez. I'm the shelter manager for Marin Abuse Women's Services. I'm excited. I was nervous earlier, but now I'm really excited. I'm happy that I came to this.
Rodriguez is one of more than 2,600 people who paid $40 for a chance to buy a townhome for a below-market price. To be eligible, an applicant had to meet strict income guidelines. There are 351 homes for sale, and Novato city officials say it's California's largest affordable housing lottery. Graciela Rodriguez.
I think that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's impossible to buy a home here.
Novato Mayor Michael DiGiorgio says one-third of the homes are reserved for local public employees. He calls it workforce housing, a new buzzword for affordable housing.
It's offering school teachers and fire district workers and policemen and sanitary workers and all those folks affordable houses so that if there's an emergency in this town, somebody will be here. And I think the citizens will expect that if they dial 911 that they want somebody there. And right now, we only have one police officer out of 46 that actually lives in this city. So this is going to be a great help to us.
The 2-, 3-, and 4-bedroom townhomes are under construction on the southern end of the base. Rob Wainwright, who represents Shea Homes, one of the developers, promises the homes will feature construction compatible with Tony Marin County takes.
You got to imagine what was here before. I mean, a little over 2 years ago. It was dilapidated, old military housing that had sat empty for years, rat-infested, and bats.
The houses begin at $133,000 in a county where the median home price is over $500,000. Back at the lottery, a snare drum rolls as computer-generated lists of random numbers appear on a large screen. But most people have to wait outside the chapel to see the numbers posted on low-tech bulletin boards.
All right.
Graciela Rodriguez emerges from the crowd, her eyes glistening. She drew number 38.
Yeah, I'm so happy. Like I said, you know, this is a dream come true. It is. To have my own home in this beautiful county, it's great. Thank you.
People with high numbers looked disappointed, but city officials had some encouraging words. They expect that more than half of the applicants will drop out because of bad credit, death, divorce, changes of heart. As city manager Rod Wood put it, the worst thing that can happen is that you wind up on a waiting list. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Novato, California.